Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Ma.
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare.
O Lord Krishna.
O Lord Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
please protect me and maintain me.
Please protect me and maintain me.
O Lord Ramachandra,
O Lord Ramachandra,
the descendant of King Ragi,
the descendant of King Ragi,
please protect me.
Please protect me.
O Krishna,
O Krishna,
O Keshav,
O Keshav,
the killer of Kesi demon,
the killer of Kesi demon,
please maintain me.
Please maintain
it. Reading from Krishna book, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chapter 28 of the 10th canto. Releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Varuna. The Govardhan ceremony took place on the new moon day. After this, there were torrents of rain and hailstones imposed by King Indra for 7 days. 9 days passed, 9 days of the waxing moon having passed. On the 10th the King Indra worshipped Lord Krishna, and thus the matter was satisfactorily settled. After this, on the 11th day of the full moon, there was a Ekadasi. Maharaj Danda observed fasting for the whole day, and just early in the morning of the Dwadasi, the day after Ekadasi, he went to take bath in the river Yamuna. He entered deep into the water of the river, but he was arrested immediately by one of the servants of Varuna Dev. These servants brought Nanda Maharaj before the demigod Varuna and accused him of taking a bath in the river at the wrong time. According to astronomical calculations, the time in which he took birth was considered demoniac. The fact was, Nanda Maharaj wanted to take a bath in the river Yamuna early in the morning before the sunrise. But somehow or other, he was a little too early, and he waited at an inauspicious time. Consequently, he was arrested. When Nanda Maharaj was taken away by Varuna's servant, his companions began to call loudly for Krishna and Balaram. Immediately, Krishna and Balaram could understand that Nanda Maharaj was taken by Varuna, and thus they went to the abode of Varuna, for they were pledged to give protection. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the other loyal devotees of the Lord, having no shelter other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally cried to him for help, exactly like children who do not know anything but the protection of their parents. Demigod Varuna received Lord Krishna and Balaram with great respect and said, "My dear Lord, actually at this very moment, because of your presence, I am materially defeated. Although I am the proprietor of the treasuries in the water, I know that such positions do not make for a successful life. Sukadeva Goswami said, the servant Varuna who arrested Nanda Maharaj was a demon, because which is confirmed by Varuna himself. Varuna himself in text 6, he said, this is my foolish student, my foolish servant. Do not know the position of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is the pastime father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is above me. He is above me. He is also above my servant. Because he was foolish, demoniac, he didn't understand the position of Nanda Maharaj. That is the first reason why he is called the demon of foolish. Second reason, Nanda Maharaj was concerned about the rules and regulations of the Shastra to break the fast on time and to do the right thing before taking time. One who does good cannot be overcome by evil. Nanda Maharaj was concerned about the spiritual aspect, not just the external rules and regulations. He was focused on pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the scripture. Therefore, he shouldn't be arrested. But because the servant was foolish, Varuna Devi, not a demon, how could he have a demonic servant? He's having a demonic servant. He is not a demon. I see that he has a demon as a servant who is working for him. A demon is working under him. And he didn't do anything with the demon until he has to do something wrong. What is that? Sukadeva Goswami is a demonic servant. Varuna himself said, yes. He's a fool among all my disciples, a fool. We have been talking about devotees, disciples. So this is a disciple, faithfully serving the master, but does not know the mind of the spiritual master. So he's acting contrary to the will of the spiritual master. But everything has the positive and negative side. Everything has a positive side and negative side. The negative side is that he is a foolish disciple who is always acting in a way that disgraces the spiritual master. Disciples should be
not on the spiritual master.
Yes.
One is this.
Disciples will be conscious of the activities, because Varuna Dev is going to conclude. The activities of the disciples goes to the Guru. The activities of the disciples affect this Guru. The activities of the servant affect the king. The activities of the servant goes to the master. You notice that when the devotee misbehaves, who is your guru? Right? The first question is, who is your guru? Or if not directly, who is the guru of that devotee? Who is his guru or her guru? That's the first question. Who is a guru? Why? the activities of the servant goes to the master. Varuna Deva established that principle here. The same thing happened in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayan Vijay and the Four Kumar. Jayan Vijay and the Four Kumar. Jayan Vijay, they block the Four Kumar. They are standing at the gate. They block the gate. In Nigeria, they do like that. In Nigeria, they do like that. Whom do you want to see? He didn't know you are coming. You have an appointment with you, with him.
You have his own number.
Yes. You have his number. Don't go back. He's not around. Go back. The master didn't ask him to do like that, but that is his power at the gate. So Jai Vijay did the same thing. They saw four boys naked. How will you go and see a king like this? What are you? Babies are going to disturb the king. Go back. Four babies, you just come here. Where are you going? You can't go and see the king like this. Go back. The king is not ready to see you. He's busy. They do not know the position of the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras deliberately. They deliberately decided to be boys. They don't want to be men. Why? Boys, they have no attraction. Right? This morning we were saying Krishna is a spoiled boy at that time, so he has no sex urge. So Kumara, they said, if you become a man, then a sex urge will come. They said, we don't want to be old men. So let us men boys. We don't have anything to do with the urges of the senses that drag on here and there. So they maintain their boys' status. They don't want any distraction, no agitation, nothing. They want to remain peaceful. So they choose to be like boys, but they are old boys. Old boys. Old in knowledge, old in everything, but still boys. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adhyam purana purusham namayovanam cha vedesu durlabham adrulabham anabhakto govindam adipurusham Nava Yova. Krishna is always a young boy who never aged between 16. Krishna never goes beyond 18. Then, 16. Then, that is the scripture statement, that Krishna does not go beyond 16. But we are told that he lived for 125 years. What does that mean? Krishna lived here, when he came as Krishna, he stayed here, according to human calculation, 125 years. But here the Brahma is saying, Nava Yova Nam. Nava means what? Night. Krishna is a 9-year-old boy, like Kumaras, young boys. So, what is 125 to do with 9? Yes, Krishna may live for 125 years, but his youth never goes beyond 9. A youth remains. He is always fresh, young boy, just like a 9-year-old boy. Even if he reigns for millions of years, he is just that age. He's just that. Never go beyond that. He's just that. So the Kumaras, they came at the gate. And then the Vajaya Vijaya said, just these small boys are going to disturb the king. Where are you going? Go back. The Kumaras look at the ignorance. The problem is the ignorance of Jayan Vijay. How can you be a servant of the Supreme Presider of Godhead? And here, you are protecting the Supreme Protector. What is this? Where is the question of enemy in Vaikuntha? There is nothing like enemy in Vaikuntha. So, why fear? Fear does not exist in Vaikuntha. Enemy does not exist in Vaikuntha. And protection does not exist. So your mentality does not befit where you are. You have the mentality of my travel. You go there and leave this place. You are imposter. The disciples resemble the master, the spiritual master. Disciples should resemble the spiritual master. The children should resemble the parent. In Africa, if a child looks different from the parent, there is a doubt that the woman is chaste. It's a doubt. The child does not befit, it does not resemble father, does not resemble the mother. So are you sure this child is for this man? It's a doubt. Without the scripture, this is just a common sense. The children should resemble the parent. The disciples should resemble the guru. The activities of the disciples go to the spiritual master, the servant to the master, the citizen to the king. So, the Kumara said, you are in the wrong place. The activity does not defeat your master or the position where you are. So, you have sneaked in here with materialistic mentality. Where you are is different. You don't belong here. Go to where you belong. That means you curse them. You go to the material world. And on the Narayana appeared. He didn't come when there were arguments. When the argument was going on, Lord Narayan remained inside. He didn't come out. As soon as the curse was pronounced, he appeared. And he said, You are sages studying scriptures, chanting mantras, devotee for years and years. You also does not prove qualified for the years you have been a devotee, chanting mantras and doing meditation. All the Hare Krishna have been chanting for these years is not showing you also. How is it that they have been chanting Hare Krishna for so many years? You follow the regulatory principle for years, and you cannot control the anger. And you can also see that these two men are representing me. So the commander saw their fault. So we have made mistakes here. Also, they are accusing them of being imposters, but we also have acted wrongly. Krishna was able to make them understand where they have gone wrong. And Krishna turned to his security guard. His security guard, and he said, he looked at the Kumaras and looked at the servant, and he told the Kumaras, actually, the offense my boys have committed is committed by me, because it shows that I have not trained my servant properly. If I have trained and educated my disciples properly, they wouldn't have committed offense they committed to you. They would have acted properly to defeat the position of the master. So the offense they have made to you is actually committed by me. Varuna said the same thing. Second time, Varuna said, the offense which my servant, this my fully servant committed, is actually done by me. So the punishment which is due for him, it should be given to me, not him. the activities of the servant goes to the master. Therefore, disciples should be careful with what we do, because we know that we are not for ourselves now. We are representing our master. So, an intelligent, a serious disciple will protect his or her guru. Protecting his or her guru, not with an amulet, it's not with Sudarshan Chakra. It is with our behavior, our character. Our actions should promote our spiritual master. As a disciple, they listen. Sugadeva Goswami or Lord Krishna are using these pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan with his devotees, particularly this one, releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Varuna, his teaching. So Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakura said, when Sugadeva Goswami was telling this story, he was remembering the incident of King Indra coming to beg Lokesha for forgiveness for his offenses. His offenses upon offenses. His offenses, he has finished the pattern of Indra offending Krishna. Now he's also directing another offense committed by Varuna's servant. Offense. So here, Sukadeva Goswami used the word, or he's saying here, when Nanda Maharaj was taken away by Varuna's servants, his companion began to call loudly for Krishna and Balaram. Immediately, Krishna and Balaram could understand that Nanda Maharaj was taken by Varuna, and thus they went to the abode of Jamuna, for they were blessed to give protection. Nanda Maharaj went to River Jamuna, not alone. He went with so many associates, so many bodyguards. He's a king, he has bodyguards. So they went together to Jamuna. It is not near, it's not nearby. But Sukadeva Goswami said here that Krishna was near. From Jamuna to Nanda Maharaj's house is very far. It's not near. Here, Sukadeva Goswami said that Krishna and Balaram was near. How are they near? How are they near? The distance is huge. And when one cries from Bonake, you will hear in Phoenix. Anyone has such a loud voice that you can speak, you can without any means, without any mechanical means, you can stay in Phoenix and temple and call the devotee from Pulisan Baladam temple. They will hear without cell phone. What is the means the Nanda Maharaj servant used to call Krishna and Balaram, who is sleeping at that time? They were not awake. The time Nanda Maharaj went to take a bath, that he was arrested, that time it was still dark. So it is considered inauspicious. But Krishna and Balaram were still sleeping. So how did they hear? The Sukadeva Goswami is here. They were near. Near. The super soul is near. The super soul that is near. Krishna is what? The super soul in all living entities. So, when they cried at the bank of Jamuna, Krishna, Balaram! Immediately, Krishna woke up from sleep. He understood, my father is in trouble. So he ran there. Krishna went to the bank of Jamuna. Now the Brijabasis were crying because of their king. And when Krishna entered into the water, what happened? Everybody fainted. We already have one problem, and now our life is also gone. Finished. We finished. The brethren were smiling. They went to Varuna Abode. And then hear what Varuna Dev said. My dear Lord, actually at this very moment, because of your presence, I am materially defeated. Although I am the proprietor of all the treasures in the water, I know that such positions do not make for a successful life. Lord Rishabhdev calls this Abodha Jata. Abodha Jata means what? Defeat. What is defeat? A person, that was it is said in the Bible, vanity upon vanity is vanity. What is vanity? Vanity not referred to a common poor person. Vanity referred to a rich person, one who has all the opulences in this world, one who has all the prestige in this world, one who has all the fame, one who has all the power, but is not a devotee. That is vanity. Because Prabhupada said, if you have billions of zero, what is that?
Zero.
Zero is zero. What is a zero we're talking about? Our material pursuit is zero. They are all zeros. I'm a successful husband, a successful wife, a successful family man. All my children are schooling in Japan, America, and London. Right? Do you know that? One of my daughters is London. The boy is in America. The last born is in Germany. Now, my wife is in Canada. I'm here in Mauritius. What is he doing? He's counting what?
Zeros.
It's zeros. What is your daughter doing in
America?
In America. 10 boyfriends. Right? Is it not? 10 boyfriends.
Or more.
And he's going to select one out of the 10. And after 1 year, before he finishes paying the debt they incurred for during their wedding, they have divorced. Is it not happening? So, Lord Rishabhdev said, these are all zeros, they are all defeat. One who lives a successful material life, but you know, the devotee has no Krishna in his or her life, is a defeated life. He's a defeated person. He lives a zero life. Zero. So, Varuna Devi is repeating the same thing here. I have all the treasures available for life. I have all the successful things that one could count or consider to be a success. I have everything which will make any person to say, I am a successful person. But Lord Krishna is all useless. My life is successful today because you have come to my abode. So the offense, the mistake of my disciple is actually a benediction for me. If my child had not made this mistake, he would have come. So this is the right, this is the auspicious side of everything in this material. The bad thing is that the demoniac disciple has committed an offense. But the good thing is that this offense has brought in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Varuna is seeing him face to face. How many demigods have seen Krishna face to face? And since he has been a demigod, when have you seen? He is representing Krishna, but when have you seen Krishna? So, he said, my life is successful now because of your presence. Although I am the proprietor of all the treasures in the water, I know that such possessions do not make for a successful life. Even in Hare Krishna movement, we are preaching and making so many disciples, so many devotees everywhere. if we are not if we are not conscious of the goal of making devotees, then we are also not successful. Even though we have thousands of congregational members, if you're not concentrating, if you're not focusing on training them and out of them make pure devotees, we are also defeated. Zero business we're doing, even in Krishna consciousness. So the solemn body, Chitra Maharaj, is speaking. While dealing with the many, don't forget the one. While dealing with the many, don't forget the one. While we are making so many devotees, we should not forget that our prime duty, the main reason we are making devotees, is to be able to train them, and among them, make devotees, pure devotees out of them. It's not just to make devotees, but to make pure devotees. That's the focus of every responsible leader. We look for who among the devotees I have brought in here that is ready to make it back to Mount in this life. The duty of every leader is to be able to identify those ones and invest in them sufficiently. Like this Ganga Prasad was teaching us this morning. The difference between Arjun and his co-student of Dronacharya. It was a perplexity. Arjun is a terror for all Satriyas. So one day, all the disciples, they went to Dronacharya. What is this you have given to Arjun, that Arjun is a terror? You are our teacher. You are our teacher. We are all your students. But why is it that among all of us, Arjun is different? What is it you have given to him special? And what made you to give him a special thing I didn't give to all of us? Plus, we also want to be special disciples. You understand? Disciple. All the students of Dronacharya went to Dronacharya. You have favorite Dronacharya, you know? I train who? Pradyumna. I train him. With everything I gave to all of you, I gave to him also. I knew he's born to kill me, but I didn't hide the secret from him. So how am I partial? I did. Don't feel right. Okay, yes. What of Arjun? Dronacharya said, oh, Arjun? Yes, because I actually, I'll tell you, because that's my duty. Arjun, there are two things that makes him superior to all of you. Listen, it is not that I have favorite, which you already confirmed by example. I don't have favorite. I gave everything from my heart to all of you, equally. But Arjun, among all of you, Arjun is different because there are two things with him. What are the two things? One, when I train all of you the same thing, when I train all of you in the daytime, in the night, all of you, you're sleeping. And you never go to sleep. You will practice throughout the whole night. Everything I taught him in the daytime, in the whole night, he's busy demonstrating all of them. But you are sleeping. How will he be equal with Arjun? Arjun has extra effort in his practice. Arjun has extra effort in his practice. While you are satisfied with what I have given to you, no experiment, how will you get wisdom? When you don't apply what I have given to you, simply take it and enjoy what you are not improvising. Right? How will you get the wisdom? Arjun was doing just that. So he's different from all of you. Second, Arjuna has Krishna as his friend. So you cannot do him anything. But Krishna is Arjuna's friend. They are very intimate friends. They are the same. Krishna cannot remain alive without Arjuna. Arjuna cannot remain alive without Krishna. She can't do him anything. So all the children look at each other. Okay, now we have seen. Right? So the teacher, Dronacharya, has no favorite. He's equal. But the lessons are received differently. Right? The level of our consciousness. The same thing is given. But how we receive them, that is our problem. That is our own issue. It's not the guru, it is our own level. So here, Varuna Dev said, I have lived a defeated life, but today, you have made me a successful leader. Naya, everything about me, the purpose of my human life, the purpose of this birth, the perfection of my life is not achieved. Now I have achieved that. Their presence in my abode. This is a of all the positions, right? Or all the treasures which I have, you are the most treasured person. You are the best of all the treasures. You are the crest jewel of all the treasures. This is what Varuna is saying. I have all this, I have everything here. Of all the things that I have, you are the best. And today, I have gotten that. So my life is now a success. So Krishna and Balaram could hear, they could hear the Brijavasis crying for them for protection. So they had. Their cries woke them up, brought them to consciousness. They were sleeping. But they were near because the super soul is very close to everybody. It's in the heart. Pingala, the prostitute, the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. You see Pingala, the prostitute. She had wisdom. Pingala, the prostitute, said, "Don't look at me. Just see my foolishness." Every day I'm standing in the street looking at this man, that man, this man, this man, this man, this man. Oh, this one has money. This one don't have money. Oh, this one has money. Okay, this one will give me this. Oh, this one will give me. By engaging myself with all these external things, I forgot the most closest person to me. The best of the friends, the person who really loved me, who really cared for me, who is the closest person to me. I've been looking for all the standard things and forgot the main thing. All this is a dead man with mustache. Dirty people. I wasted my time with them. Now, I remember the real friend of Krishna, the super soul. The closest person to us is the super soul. The closest person in the super soul. There's no one, there is nothing which is as close to any person more than the super soul. Upanishad told us that they are sitting, the two beds are sitting together, right? Mm-hmm. Did they say two men are sitting together on the same bed? See, it's the jiva and the super soul, they sit together in the same place, in the heart, the region of the heart. They sit together, they're the closest. So the closest person, the best friend, the best thing we should look for, Krishna, the super soul in the heart. That we have forgotten. So here, they have proved the nearness of Krishna to what everyone. So intelligent people should search for the super soul, for Krishna. So he went on to say, there are foolish people in this world who think the Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagwan, they are different. They are fools. Gyan, Bhakti, Yoga, they are the same, because eventually they will lead us to Bhakti. So we should continue the process, we should start the journey. Somehow or other we should start the journey. And gradually we should rise to Bhagwan. From Brahman to Paramatma to Bhagwan. This is the realization of Aruna Dev. For this moment, as I look at you, my life is made completely successful, because by seeing you, I no longer have to accept material body. Therefore, O Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Brahman, and Super Soul, everything. How many is here? Three. One. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Aruna Dev appreciated the presence of Krishna. So he is offering his obeisances to Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. You are the Supreme Transcendental Personality. There is no possibility of imposing the influence of material nature upon you. I am very sorry that by being foolish, by not knowing what to do or what not to do, I have mistakenly arrested your father, Nanda Maharaj. What did he say? I have mistakenly arrested. He said, so I am very sorry that being foolish, being foolish. This is text 6. He is confirming what Sukadeva Goswami said in text 1. In text 6. By not knowing what to do and what not to do, I have mistakenly arrested your father, Nanda Maharaj. Is he Varuna who arrested?
The servant.
The servant. But did he say servant here?
No.
He said, I did. This is a good master. He's a good leader. A leader, servant leader, a devotee, a Krishna conscious person, when something wrong happened, he said, I did. When something wrong happened, is I did. When something wonderful, something good happened, he said, what? They did it. They did it. Varuna is teaching us how to be a leader. Majority of us want to lead when something wonderful happens. The glory is coming. When something bad happens. I don't know why these boys cannot listen to me. They did all the nonsense. I've been telling them for years not to do this. They did all the nonsense. That's a bad leader. If you are so good, why are they not listening to you? They are so perfect. They will not listen to you. Why are you not sitting here? Bad management. Varuna does not manage like that. Varuna manages perfectly. We are talking about management. We are talking about disciple. Since you came, we have been talking about bona fide disciple. First class. Management, how to manage. We have been discussing this 2 times now. You asked me to speak, to repeat. I repeated. I didn't select this. Providence selected this. Vishnu Sharan Providence selected this. You see, that we selected it for a long time. We have not treated it, but today we are treating it for you. They called for it, but they are not hearing, but you are hearing. Because Krishna wanted this to be spoken. So, all these things are coming because Krishna wanted to be distributed. So Varuna Dev said, I am very sorry that by being foolish, by not knowing what to do and what not to do, I have mistakenly arrested your father, Nanda Maharaj. So I beg your pardon for the offense of my servants. I think that it was your plan to show me your mercy by your personal presence here. My dear Lord Krishna, Govinda, be merciful upon me. Here is your father. You can take him back immediately. But on that day, when they brought Nanda Maharaj to his palace, he gave him asana to sit. Varuna gave him asana. He didn't sit him on the floor. So because Varuna knew, this is the father of the Supreme Personality, my Lord. Is he not? According to Vedic culture, according to Vaishnava etiquette, how do a disciple see the guru's mother, guru's father?
His own father.
How do a disciple see the guru's father and mother or brother?
Grandfather.
You say?
Grandfather.
I'm asking you, tell me.
Same like the guru.
Like the grandfather.
How does... Here in my travel. You don't read? You don't read this? You don't read this? Krishna and Sandipani Muni, Sandipani's wife. How did Krishna Balaram see her? You see in Bhagavatam, how did they see the spiritual master's wife? How did they see?
The mother.
The same with the father. He's a father. Right? Or grandfather, whatever. So the mother, the father. So what about the father and the mother of the guru? They are worshipable personalities. We accept them. This is guru. The same approach to respect to give, even more. That is the process. So Varuna Dev, he saw, this is a father of my Lord. He's worshipable than me, so he gave him asana. He has his own asana. He also gave him a high elevated seat. He sat him there with full respect. When Krishna came, say, here is your father. Please take him. Immediately. I have no problem. Take him. I don't want to make another mistake. I already made one mistake that I brought you. But it's very, very important that you have come here. I shouldn't make you to come here through a wrong way. I can also bring you here through my devotion, which is the best. Not through wrong way. I can bring you here through the right way. I can bring you here through my devotion. If my devotion is so strong, so powerful, you will come here on your own sweet will just to bless me as one of your servants who is serving you. But my foolishness brought you here in this way. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I know it is your plan to come and bless me. That is why you have come here. This is the essence of all what is happening. The essence of all what is happening is that you have planned this pastime to come here and bless me by using my foolish disciple. In this way, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, had rescued his father and presented him before his friends with great jubilation. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that although the demi was so opulent, he offered so respect to Krishna. That was very astonishing to Nanda. And he began to describe the incident to his friends and relatives with great wonder. Nanda Maharaj saw he was sitting there on the throne. And as soon as Krishna Bhairava appeared, Varuna got down from his throne and started offering obeisance. Nanda Maharaj, what is this man doing? This my small boy is respecting him like this. He's a fool. He doesn't know. Oh, he doesn't know it's my son. He's a fool. And Mary was shocked. Yeah, I've never expected that. Such a mighty personality. He's coming down. He came down from his throne and flat downwards. The offer of business is to Krishna. He offered this respect. And Mary was there watching them. What is happening? Oh, okay. When Kargamuni was giving name to my boy, he said, this boy is like Narayan. Maybe. He said, maybe. You don't show your maybe. How can this man, a big man, Krishna is a small boy, and this mighty personality is showing all this respect with folds and everything. He was very, very careful, very attentive. He was watching. So when he came, he was shocked. He was telling, see what happened? What Varuna did when our son, he came there. He was showing so much respect. Maybe because of me, because I'm a king. That's why you're respecting my son like that. This is the prem of Nandamaras. Actually, although Krishna was acting so wonderfully, Maharaj Nanda and Maharaj Yashoda could not think of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead, they always accepted him as their beloved child. Thus, Nanda Maharaj did not accept the fact that Varuna worshipped Krishna because Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, he took it that because Krishna was such a wonderful child, he was respected even by Varuna. The friends of Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men, became eager to know if Krishna were actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if he were going to give them all salvation. When they were all thus consulting among themselves, Krishna understood their minds, and in order to assure them of their destiny in the spiritual kingdom, he showed them the spiritual sky. Generally, ordinary persons are engaged simply in working hard in the material world, and they have no information that there is another kingdom or another sky, which is known as the spiritual sky, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. A person returning to that spiritual sky never returns to this material world of death and suffering. This is the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna said, there is another world which is different from this. It's what? Para. Transcendental. It is completely different from the Vyakta, Vyakta, manifest and unmanifested nature. That place is transcendental to the manifest and unmanifested nature. Krishna said, na sasanka, na pavakaha, na surya. There's no need for electricity, there's no need for the moon, there's no need for fire. What is it? Jyoti sammapita jyoti. The majority, the life and personal body, is there to share light. So there's no need for all these artificial things. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is always anxious to give information to the conditioned soul, and that there is no spiritual, and that there is a spiritual sky far, far beyond this material sky, transcendental to the innumerable universes created within the material, within the total material energy. Krishna is, of course, always very kind to every conditioned soul, but as stated in Bhagavad Gita, he is equally inclined to the devotees. Samoham sarvabhutesu mayi dvesya na kriya. Mayi tesu chapi aham. I'm equal to everyone. I'm equal. All living entities, I'm equal to all. But those who worship me with devotion, I will give them special attention. That is not partiality, it is natural. That's natural. That is natural. Hearing the inquiries, Krishna immediately taught that his devotees in Vrindavan should be informed of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planet therein. Within the material world, every conditioned soul is in the darkness of ignorance. This means that all conditioned souls are under the concept of this bodily existence. Everyone, all conditioned souls are what? On the bodily platform, the body. We are the body. We are the body. What is the sign that we are the body? How can we confirm that? What is the so many signs that we can confirm that we are acting on the body platform? Our kitchen is very busy there. You know? The kitchen is very busy for what? To the body. Is it right? The body. The body. We are the body. And then when we see each other, how are you? How is your body? You know, we don't ask how about our spiritual life, we're asking about how the body is, how the body is functioning. What is the value of the body without the spiritual soul? So we never care about the soul in the body, we are simply concerned with the body. How nicely is our body being taken care of? We never ask how nicely is your body? How are we making progress in your job? Are we chanting? How many books are we reading? Which book are we reading now? Are we hearing what Bharuna Devi is saying with Krishna? Yes. That's activity of the soul. But the whole world is very busy with activities of the body. Everyone is under the impression that he is of this material world. And with this concept of life, everyone is working in ignorance in different forms of life. The activities of the particular type of body are called karma, or fruitive action. All conditioned souls under the impression of the bodily concept are working according to their particular types of body. These activities are creating their future conditional life. Because they have very little information of the spiritual world, they do not generally take to spiritual activities, which are called bhakti yoga. Those who successfully practice bhakti yoga after giving up this present body go directly to the spiritual world and become situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets. Inhabitants of Vrindavan are all pure devotees. Their destination after quitting the body is Krishna Loka. They even surpass the Vaikuntha Lokas. The fact is, those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and mature, pure devotional service are given the chance after death to attain Krishna's association in the universes within the material world. You understand? The fact is, those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and mature, pure devotional service are given the chance after death to gain Krishna's association in the universes within the material world. Krishna's pastimes are continually going on, either in this universe or in another universe. Just as the sun globe is passing through many places across this earthly planet, so Krishna Lila, or the transcendental advent and pastimes of Krishna, are also going on continually, either in this or another universe. So when one becomes pure devotee. I was hearing one devotee was was speaking about, it was the appearance day of His Holiness the God Govind Maharaj. So one of his governors was speaking about his glory. So he mentioned, and Maharaj was saying, Maharaj mentioned that devotional service can be perfectly practiced with an Indian body. So he said, no, Maharaj, I didn't agree with you. This is not what proper teachers. So I was looking at that. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about it carefully. I don't think it is wrong. If you take it in a higher way, when one attains perfection, you're qualified to go back to Godhead. You won't go directly to Krishna Loka. You have to go and meet Krishna where he's having pastime, like he was here 5,000 years ago. You meet him there. As what? Which body will you get there? Yes. Yes. It will look like Indian body. It will not look like other body. As a highway, it's spiritual. It will look like that body. When you see Krishna, Kahi boys, Kahi girls, this body you get. As a gopi, this body you get. To associate, as you say with them, you get this body, gopis and the gopas. Is it not? So I didn't take it on the lower level that you become angry and say, oh, this is discrimination. Yeah, the prophet didn't say that. But if you take it materially, it will look like this is not correct. Yes, it's not correct. If you take it materially, but if you took it spiritually, it will be like this. So I was looking at this. I said, yeah, it's like this now. So it's okay. It's all right. So you have to go and meet Krishna in the universe where he's having the present past tense. They be born as a gopi or a gopa. Yes. Then that is the final. So after that, Goloka. Understand? So you should learn to take things positively, even if it is wrong. You should take it positively. You always be happy. If you make every negative thing positive, you always be happy. You won't see any nonsense in this world. If you try to cultivate this consciousness, this vision, you will never see anything negative in this world. Make everything negative positive, and every positive thing more positive. That is Krishna consciousness. Less intelligent class of people, they will take it materially and say, yeah, we are superior to you. We have Indian body, so we are better than you. But their chanting is here and right? You know? Their chanting is here and those who don't have Indian body, their chanting is here and they are keeping regular principle. Those who don't have Indian body, also chanting is always different. They are doing the same thing. If you are better, why are you doing the same thing I'm doing? The pure devotees are chanting irrigation not because they want to be pure. They are chanting irrigation to teach us what we need to do, so we don't start imitating them. That's why they chant. They follow rules and regulations. As Rupa Goswami said, even when it's a pure devotee, practice sadhana exactly as if you're a neophyte. That is a sacrifice pure devotees have to make to help us. So we don't start jumping and think, oh, I'm a pure devotee now, so don't do like I do. Do like I said. That's not correct. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. The training goes on, as we see in the Vrindavan Lila of Krishna within this planet. Krishna therefore revealed the actual future of the Vaikuntha planet so that the inhabitants of Vrindavan could know their destination. Thus Krishna showed them the eternal, ever-existing spiritual sky, which is unlimited and full of knowledge. Within this material world, there are different gradations of forms, and according to the gradations, knowledge is proportionately manifested. For example, the knowledge in the body of a child is not as perfect as the knowledge in the body of an adult man. Everywhere there are different gradations of living entities, in aquatic lives, in the plants and trees, in the reptiles and insects, in birds and beasts, and in the civilized and uncivilized human forms of life. Above the human form of life, there are demigods, charanas and siddha, on up to Brahmaloka planet where the Brahma lives. And among these demigods, there are always different gradations of knowledge. But past this material knowledge in the Vaikuntha sky, everyone is in full knowledge. All the living entities are there engaged in devotion and service to the Lord, either in the Vaikuntha planet or in Krishna Loka. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. 6 o'clock. Comments? Question? Yes, sir.
All right. When you started, you were mentioning about the servant of Varuna being described as demon and foolish.
Yes.
I was trying to rationalize. In enforcing law, enforcement of law, which is what the foolish person was doing, is there, they use the word sacred cows. Are some people special that they don't obey law? Law is for everybody. So why has it become foolish for being?
Yes. They are special to that don't affect them. It doesn't matter. It's not within our jurisdiction. So Prabhupada mentioned the fourth canto, when his children laughed at him. They laughed at him, they felt them as demons. Yeah, the children, the six sons of Devaki being killed at Brahma's children because they laughed at him. That was the first. So Krishna said here, Ishwara should not be challenged. So Brahma is Ishwara. For sure is Ishwara. So these personalities, we have to be careful with them, how we deal with them. You have to be careful. If you meditate with them, you fall, you have a problem. If you judge them wrongly, you have a problem. We don't expect them to do the same thing, though, because they're in a higher position. Even here in the material world, a manager who has been serving a company for 30 years, sacrificing so many things, and a clerk who just came 5 years ago. If they steal, a clerk may steal 5,000 rupees, will be sacked. But the manager who has been there for 30 years, he may take 100,000, he will not be sacked. He will be queried and asked to
recoup it.
Yes. See, 100,000 to 5,000, they don't have any comparison. They sacrifice. He has made for that is considered. See, if it is too much, they may ask him to honorably resign, to sack him, to maintain the, to give him that honor, considering the service are rendered for that company. So, in the same way, Nana Maharaj is a father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be considered. That should be considered. He's not ordinary person. The father. One who is controlling the supreme controller. To play with him is very dangerous. Yes. So the Ishwaras, so they are above the law. So he is considered the foolish because he did not know this. Second reason, Sukadeva Goswami, the Vishnu Chakravarti gave, is that he was considering the spiritual aspect of the ecstasy he fasted. And he wanted to follow the scripture, so he maintained that. So that's it, because the other thing should not be our consideration. We should go for the essence. If someone has gotten 90%, why are you worried about 10% because you didn't pass? Why? You should look at the 90%. Oh, why? Try 90. It's not this much. Yes, they assure us. The activity should not be taken seriously. All right. Any comment or questions? If there's no questions, we'll close it because we're already after 6. When are we supposed to go?
We need to start at 6:30, but we never spend time.
6:40.
6:30, they were supposed to start, but you know how it is.
Six, you're already after 6. Now I'm going to take the sermon.
Question.
Yes. From where? From the net? Yes, read the question. What is the question? One by one.
Okay, Maharaj, could you say a little about how to divide ourselves from vanity?
How do we avoid vanity?
How to divide ourselves from vanity?
Devoid?
Yeah.
Devotees, as devotees, we're supposed to do things with knowledge. Should do things with knowledge. So the Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he taught a perfect Krishna conscious life. He will not just a sentimental renunciate or an attached sense gratifier, householder. He wasn't. He's a Paramahamsa in household ashram. So he lived a balanced life. His philosophy is that devotees will have money, so you don't become money conscious. How will you have money? You have to work. He was working. Right? He worked. He was perfectly. No complaint as a worker, no complaint as a householder, no complaint in his life. Why? Every of his activities are fully dedicated to Krishna. He is doing all the things he is doing and is supposed to do just for Krishna, not for himself. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakura did not speak empty philosophy. I'm a caretaker, I'm not the doer. Therefore, you do everything yourself. No. He fully engaged himself. As a holder, he was working and providing for the family. At the same time, he sees the family as Krishna's children. He's not attached. He did his duty without attachment. In this way, there's no question of vanity. Srila Prabhupada has property everywhere in the world, but he's not attached to it. Why the impersonalists are afraid they cannot even touch money, they can't even look at money? So Prabhupada embraced it. He said he wants all the money in the world. He wants all. Give him all the money. Why a pure devotee is so attached to money? He's not attached to me, he's attached to the service, and those facilities will help him to facilitate his service for Krishna. That is the mood of a devotee. So a servant leader need money, need power, he need position. Why? That will help him to take care of his citizens. How will you manage without money? Can you imagine if the whole world is being managed by devotees? What will happen to this world? Today the world is in the hands of the demons. We know how everything is going. Everywhere in the world, the things are going down to hell because devotees are not there. So if devotees are in a position, everything will come up.
You're eating gulab jamun.
Yes. Therefore, vanity means we are giving importance to the material world and less interest in spirituality. That is vanity. So we should give up the mentality. We should change our mentality. It's not giving up anything. It's giving up our selfish interest in everything that we do. That is renunciation. Perfect renunciation. And I start to say this, I am jatta hamupa yun jatta ha. Nirbanda Krishna sambandhe yuktam baryagim uchate. Giving up our selfish interest, our selfish attachment. We should give it up. But do everything we have to do as we are doing perfectly, but the interest for enjoying those things should be sacrificed for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna karma. Then there will be no vanity. We'll use everything we have for Krishna consciousness. Just like you're using cell phone now. It's not vanity, because it's using Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, I read this morning, we are talking about machines. If we can use all these machines for Krishna service, then it is useful. But those who invented this are not inventing them for Krishna. They are inventing them for their sanctification. So Prabhupada mentioned this morning, Ganga Prasad mentioned this morning. So many crimes are going on with these sort of things. Intelligent devotees will use them for Krishna consciousness. So it is not the machine which is the problem. Our attitude, our propensity, how we use these things are the problem. Yes, the next question. What? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktivedanta ki
jai. His Holiness Bhakti Radha Buddha Maharaj ki jai. Wow, thank you.